There's no solid dollar estimate of the damage done to the Pahoa area by Kilauea volcano in recent weeks, but it's certainly in the hundreds of millions of dollars. As one real estate broker told Civil Beat, area properties can't be sold and can't be used. There are also long-term losses to Hawaii County's tax base and to its visitor industry. Chad Blair has the story in today's Reality Check from Honolulu Civil Beat. Good morning, Chad.
Hi, Chris. Good morning to you.
So this affects Hawaii County in a lot of areas that aren't really even haven't been calibrated yet, yeah?
Right. You know, this comes, by the way, our story from Jason Armstrong. He's one of two Civil Beat columnists that works on the Big Island. Been writing a lot about Pele in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We've been hearing a lot about the physical destruction that's going on, the emotional toll. Jason decided to take a closer look at how much is this going to cost us financially. And you're right, there's no solid figure, but the people that he's talked to, including people in the real estate business, some tax officials, they say it's probably going to be conservatively in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and not just out of what's happened in Leilani Estates, where I believe at least 26 homes, mm-hmm. other structures destroyed. There's going to be concern, as you mentioned, about property taxes, or people are not going to be able to, you know, pay to the county. And there's so many other things that haven't been. Are you still there, Chris?
Yeah, yeah. That property tax benefit to the county goes to zero for all of those homes.
Well, that would be the case, and that's a good chunk of change that the county could really do with, given all that's going on. Think about the round-the-clock staffing, another angle that we haven't looked into. We're talking about not only the National Guard, the Department of Land and Natural Resources, the county officers. They're having to be there 24/7, right? You can't just shut this thing down. The volcano is happening all the time. So that's another factor that's adding up. And tourism, boy, one can't even tell what that might be. There's already been some reports about damage. Although it's kind of interesting, Chris, Jason reports that there's people that may be terrified to go to the Big Island right now, yeah. because they hear about the volcano. There's other people that want to go to the Big Island because they're drawn to the action. And we've seen some indication that bed and breakfasts are doing better, not in the Puna area, but in places like Waimea and Captain Cook.
Well, you know, Chad, we've both seen reporting from the mainland of the volcano that is downright laughable, you know, people
yeah.
asking us if we're safe on Oahu and things like that. So that kind of misinformation can't be helpful.
No, it's not. And if you're in Pahoa, which is not impacted by this volcano, yes, Leilani Estates is near there, and Pahoa was the target 4 years ago. In fact, there's a lot of Pahoa businesses saying, look, you can still come and visit us. You know, our restaurants, our stores are open. So that miscommunication is definitely having a factor as well.
Well, at some point we'll get a closer dollar estimate, but we know now that it's high, at least, don't we?
Yes, at least in the hundreds of millions. And if you think about it, when Governor Ige asked for disaster relief from President Trump, that was $1.9 million threshold right there. The governor is now indicating that it could be more like $2.9 million.
Thanks very
at
much
least.
For checking in with us, Chad. Every sure, day we bring you a Reality Check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring political and opinion editor Chad Blair. To read the full story by Jason Armstrong, visit civilbeat.org.